Hello and welcome to Stockport. Thank you so much for taking the time out today to come and join us at this event. It means so much of us to see all these current partners and potential partners in the room, people that we can talk with about what we have been doing so far, but probably more importantly, what we can do potentially together in the future. So my name is Emma Collingridge. I'm the Programme Manager for the Digital by Design Programme. I come from the transformation team and do have a background in policy and business transformation. But what we've seen with this programme is the potential to combine the right mindset from the business with the right mindset from IT and do things that I think are amazing and have the potential to make an amazing difference to the people of the borough and people of probably the whole country if we can get this right. So just a bit about the background of where we come from, and a lot of the context that Tom set out is absolutely where we are and the problems that we're facing. On top of already having an incredible amount of needs in the country in terms of the needs that we need to serve from both central and local government, we are facing a period where those needs are increasing, they're becoming more complex, their expectations are growing, and we're faced, in addition to that, the problems of austerity, of budgets reducing, of the way in which we're managing the budgets, particularly within local government, changing fundamentally over the next few years. And while some of the cuts may ease in the next few years, all of those changes added together mean that we're in a very, very complex and challenging environment, and we can't stand still. Change is absolutely the only constant in this environment that we're working in. So anything that we do needs to absolutely allow us to change and be agile and be nimble in everything we do in both the short term and the long term. Particularly in Greater Manchester, we have added complexities around GM devolution, the changes to health and social care, the changes in terms of the economy and the structure and big investment programmes. There is an awful lot going on. I know there's an awful lot going on in other local government areas, and other areas are catching up with Manchester in terms of devolution. But we need to harness the power of that opportunity, but manage the complexity. So how are we managing that? We need to make our council sustainable so that we can continue to support the people of the borough to achieve the outcomes that they deserve for us to support them with. So we're making some bets on various things. We're investing in growth, as Steve said. We're also looking at the way in which our services help to prevent crisis and people in need. The earlier we intervene, the better our services are at catching people when their needs are low, the better position we are to secure the outcomes that they want. I think that digital is one of the main ways in which we can achieve both the preventative agenda and the kind of localism agenda. There are so many technologies out there now that we can harness really cheaply and effectively to help us to make a difference to the lives of people. So what happened on our journey? I suppose we started off with a very kind of, I suppose with every council is there, we can see that there are opportunities around digital that we can make a change. And we had an investment case developed that said, you absolutely have the opportunity to create better information and guidance through a better website and publishing system. You can have it easier for people to access their services through fewer logons, through an easier and cleaner customer journey, through a portal. You need to use your business intelligence better. The list goes on, you can see. But it was about how we delivered that. And the way in which we were going to deliver it at first, we were going to create a big platform. We were going to get monolithic kind of pieces of software and try and integrate them. And it's really interesting to hear what Tom said about trying to specify that up front. We went out to market to do some soft market testing, and our mind was just blown at trying to pin down exactly what it was we needed. And it just didn't feel right. It just didn't feel right at all. And I think, thank God that there are things like agile and continuous development that have come along to respond to these needs, because it absolutely is a problem. We had to make a choice, I think, about who we wanted to be. Did we want to be a group of people that were spending our lives trying to manage really complex contracts and trying to make it work and being eternally disappointed that the software that we bought didn't quite respond to the changing needs of citizens? Or did we want to try something else? And as we went through that soft market testing process, there were various chinks of hope and light that we saw. So people came to us with ideas around small pieces of software that we could pull together, different ways of doing a technical architecture that would enable us to change and respond to the needs, the way of working in an agile way, which has enabled us to develop what we knew now in small, you know, the needs now in small chunks, but then change and pivot when we needed to. And that was a real breath of fresh air for us. But, you know, it isn't without its risks. I think that, you know, it's very difficult for us to start to think about how we can be self-reliant, because it's expensive to do in-house development. It's expensive to do things in a way that allows you to become self-reliant, to be able to change. It feels much less risky to go out and buy something off the shelf. But I think that's a false way of seeing it, because actually the way of working that we're doing will de-risk the products that we deliver, because we will be able to change and we will be able to create that self-reliance. I think the best way for us to be reliant and be sustainable is for us to focus on those user needs and to focus on the business value and not just think about the software that we deliver. Absolutely, out of the work that we did, we realised that we needed to build small modular solutions. Where councils, you'll know, are numbers of businesses. There's tens, hundreds almost of small business units doing quite diverse things, but we do have common capabilities that we can share, and we need to focus on those common capabilities and understand how we can develop them in a way that can be then made bespoke for each service area. And we also needed to focus on our own in-house capability. We will be beholden to suppliers forever if we constantly outsource. We de-skill ourselves and de-skill our ability to maintain and create the right things for the business the more and more we kind of outsource to big platforms. And it just didn't feel right to us. And we didn't feel like it was going to be right for the long term. We had a kind of one-off big investment. And it's important that we get this right in a sustainable way and not create something which gives a legacy that we then can't sustain. So what did we do? We decided to go down a slightly different route. We've decided to create software. We have a fantastic team in of contractors, of our in-house team, who are pairing with our suppliers, ThoughtWorks, to create a new way of working. We are working in an agile way to break things down into the smallest chunks to deliver value early. And what we've created so far is a publishing platform that we've done using open source, and that we're looking to open source to our partners so that we can collaboratively work together on developing that. We've created a portal and the ability for us to authenticate and for people to log on, and we absolutely want to share that with people. There are lots of other bits and pieces in terms of features and stuff that we need to develop, but we can develop that. We can do it on our own, but it will be slow. And you know, the way in which we can do this best is by doing this collectively. I think we've all sat back and thought, there are so many local authorities and other public sector partners who need this kind of stuff. Why are we buying things from suppliers so much? If we collaborate together, and you know, if each local authority had 5-7 developers, you know, it only needs 10 local authorities, and you've got a massive team who can do amazing things. So we can do this on our own, but we can go much faster together. And so, you know, in the words of Aristotle, you know, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And whilst 1 + 1 is greater than 2 in that sense, also 1 + 352 councils is much greater than all of those councils put together. And I think we just need to take this opportunity, and we're really interested in continuing the conversation with other councils, public sector partners, both locally and nationally, to take the work that we've done, to open source it, to work collaboratively, and create amazing services for the future of local government.